Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sadly, we are at a place in our lives where we probably all know someone who has battled cancer or are currently in the throes of dealing with cancer, and there's a lot of confusing and conflicting information out there. Few people realize that only about 30% of late-stage cancer patients benefit from that first line of chemotherapy prescribed under the current standard of care. And nearly 70% have no objective response, which means that cancer therapy remains disproportionately hit or miss, despite the truly impressive advances we've made in diagnostic and therapeutic approaches. Today, we're going to talk with Dr. Chris Apfel, the founder and CEO of Sage Medic, a physician-led, patient-centric cancer diagnostic testing company, to discuss a breakthrough, first-of-its-kind live cancer tissue profiling that predicts the most effective cancer therapy for any given patient. Dr. Apfel, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. It's my pleasure, David.
Again, I mentioned in the last segment, my mom passed away 8 years ago from lung cancer. When she found out, it took her very quickly. She found out at the beginning of June, was gone by the end of November, and had already gotten to the point where chemo was not helping. There was nothing that could be done. And it was so disheartening to me. And looking into alternative medicines and other ways to handle it, it wasn't easy to access things to bring her any kind of help other than just what the current situation showed. And reading and trying to keep up with all of the different cancer news, it's so kind of convoluted out there. Why are we still at such a confused point in our history when it comes to cancer, doctor, when it seems like groups like you and Sage Medic are out there with designs and programs in place to help and define exactly what's going on and the best way to handle those kind of cancers?
The challenge is that cancer is usually a very complex disease. Every cancer is different. They're usually based on mutations, so it's very difficult to find a drug that works for that individual patient. It's really a challenge to personalize treatment. And then there are also misaligned interests. I mean, if we had a systematic way to screen for cancer so that it can be detected earlier, it very often is curable. At stage one and two, you have a chance of somewhere between 80 to 95% of cure. If we are talking about stage three or stage four lung cancer, like my father passed away from many years ago, that triggered actually our initiative to find a better way and a better solution, then those response rates are going down to 10 to 20% of five-year survival. And that's the challenge. And the challenge is there's a lot of misinformation out there. And then there is standard of care, which is actually just what it is. It's standard. Those standards are important to ensure a certain quality of care, but it usually doesn't go beyond standard of care. And when treatment is failing, the efforts to find which one are the best options are actually These options are usually limited, and people are not aware of what Sage has done. And so what we have done is we have gone beyond what can be done with genomic testing. In lung cancer, about a quarter of patients have genomic mutations that could be treated, but three quarters don't. And so we felt there must be a better way. And what we have done is we have developed a Sage Oncotest where we can actually have actionable information for patients within a week to 10 days in virtually every patient.
That's game changing. So you've got this ability, and how accessible is it then to the layperson, the common man out there? Is this something that anybody can access, or is it not yet acknowledged and recognized by insurance companies as something that can help?
Yeah, so you can go on sagematic.com and request information and request the test to be ordered. You would also have to speak with your oncologist or with a treating physician to order the test. It's currently, we are fully accredited by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So we have, after we have developed this test, we have gone through all the quality controls and checks and balances, but it's not covered by insurance yet. So it's an out-of-pocket pay, and oncologists are often reluctant to order something that they are not familiar with, that is brand new, and that's often not covered by insurance, and they are often concerned that this would go outside of standard of care.
But if we see that there's new ways to look at this, groundbreaking new methodologies and testing, how is it that we can say, well, I don't know, that's going outside of our standard care bubble? Obviously, standard care is not working. It works to a degree, but the losses seem to outweigh the wins in these cases. Why not start leaning into these opportunities and giving people a better chance at life?
Oncologists are incentivized to follow guidelines, especially at large cancer centers. The National Comprehensive Cancer Network has established good guidelines and also good patient material that every patient should access if they are diagnosed with cancers. And I often provide this information as well. But as you said, if the standard of care is not working, one needs to go beyond that. And the advantage of our test is that we can, based on a patient's fresh biopsy, and it needs to be fresh because the tissue needs to be viable, only then you can actually know what works and what wouldn't work. We can then see which drugs could be effective and which drugs cannot be effective. So the way how we do this is we're getting the biopsy shipped overnight. We create hundreds of cute little replicates in vitro that are similar to your original patient's tissue. And then we put dozens of drugs in different dosage on it to understand which one, if any, is most effective. And if, for example, you give a dose that's so high that the patient couldn't tolerate, but the tumor tolerates this in vitro, in our lab, then we can know ahead of time, this cannot work. This can only make the patient worse, and that would be irresponsible. So being able to identify which cannot work and being able to see which one are the best possible options, that's actually what Sage can provide.
Dr. Chris Apfel is our guest right now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We have to take a quick break. We'll come back with more right after this on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Lindus Construction Time Check. It's 1:50 p.m. Time to invest in clog-free Leaf Guard gutters and receive 50% off installation labor. I'm Dave Schrader in for Chad Hartman here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Dr. Chris Apfel, our guest right now from Sage Medic. And Dr. Apfel, with all of the changes that are taking place out there and the opportunities that are opening up new ways to examine cancer and find more effective treatments, you know, the Hippocratic Oath says to do no harm, that your job is to find the best way to take care of patients. Why does it seem like that Hippocratic Oath is not as upheld by the medical community on the whole? And it seems like good organizations like yours are struggling to be seen and heard and get the recognition and get the backing of insurance companies and things like that. If we're all about truly making people's lives better and getting them healthy, this seems like a no-brainer.
I fully agree with you. And the reason is that pharmaceutical companies, as well as big names on healthcare providers, have their revenue-generating model, how they provide healthcare. And it's often locked in by guidelines, and it's locked in by what the insurance companies therefore will pay for. And it's also a question of liability. So oncologists are disincentivized to go beyond standard of care. But there are people, for example, we had a patient, a mother actually of a patient contacting us with a 13-year-old girl who had a rhabdomyosarcoma of the leg. She failed basically standard therapy. At the end of the standard therapy, she has developed lung metastasis. We got a sample of this lung metastasis, and we tested everything under the sun, and now the patient is in remission. And those are really stories where patients actually step up to the plate and say, when standard of care is failing, I need to contact Sage Medic, and I need to find a better way. Is there something we can do for our child, or is there something for our loved ones, or even for themselves?
Can you tell me, Dr. Apfel, is it the invasive nature of biopsies and such? Seems, you know, there's a lot of people that believe out there that once you're opened up surgically, it seems that once oxygen enters the body cavity where cancer is present, it seems to grow out of control wildly and fast. Do we know if there's any actual science to back that up?
There is no strong science to back that up. And the medical community has actually tried to make clear that one actually needs to have a biopsy to make a diagnosis and to really make sure that one doesn't treat something that's believed to be cancer that isn't. And so that would also be harmful. So that's not the case. Generally speaking, when you are undergoing surgery, it's often with curative intent. So to cure you, if you are stage one or stage two, the idea is a chance to cut is a chance to cure. And the idea is that you hopefully do not have any remaining tumor cells left. Now, when lymph nodes are involved, it's usually assumed it has already spread, and usually adjuvant therapy is done. This is an example for ovarian cancer. When you have an early stage ovarian cancer or colorectal cancer and lymph nodes are involved, then you will need adjuvant therapy. And this adjuvant therapy is then standard of care, is a fixed cocktail that is given based on the tumor location. And that's where Sage can actually come in. If you are scheduled for surgery, contact us ahead of time so that we can get a fresh biopsy sample so that we can actually say ahead of time which therapies are likely to be most effective for you, so that when you have your surgery, you have your adjuvant therapy, that you increase your chance of cure, and in our estimation, you double basically your chance of being cured and being then there for your family.
We've only got about 2 minutes left together here. Can any cancer patient request the Sage Oncotest, and how do they go about doing that?
Yes, the best way is to go to our website and contact us and have an informational conversation or call 650-1-SAGE, so 663-7243, and then speak to me, and then I can guide them through how to make that work. So both if you're scheduled for surgery, so that we can understand which one of the standard treatments would be best so that your oncologist can actually benefit from giving you the most effective treatment, or if you failed therapy, if you have ascites or pleural effusion, then you can also contact us. We may be able, from the fluids or from a lymph node biopsy, get enough tissue to test it to identify which one are the most effective therapies for you.
SageMedic.com is the website. Dr. Chris Apfel, thank you so much for spending some time here with us today and shining a light on this.
The pleasure was mine.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
There's resources, folks. There's information out there. I hope that wherever you are in your confrontation with cancer, that you haven't given up and that you are seeking other ways to get the help that you deserve and need. And although there's a lot of it that's still considered on the fringe and is cutting edge, though, it's time to start examining these things. And we have to really start holding the medical boards accountable for this. As I said, the Hippocratic Oath is to do no harm. That's their first rule, right? To help and do no harm. If you're holding people to standard practices, which are proven to be less and less effective as time moves on, then we're not really upholding that first end of the Hippocratic Oath. And it's time to reevaluate that. It's time to start looking at strong opportunities like Sage Medic and give them an opportunity to see. And I know there's new genome targeting and other ways to go after cancer. And the problem is that there are a lot of people who can't afford to make those leaps to save their own life. And nobody should be underneath those auspices of not having the cash to get healthy, that only the wealthy should be given that opportunity. We need to start to expand these boundaries and start allowing more and more people to be tested and examined and checked and given these chances so that they can heal, that families can be kept together. And I know there's big money in big pharma and sometimes more in putting the Band-Aid on than solving the actual issue. But it's time we hold everybody to a higher standard and start demanding that practice. I think it's important, too. We might want to start having our politicians, like NASCAR drivers, start wearing little badges on their uniforms and suits showing us who exactly is sponsoring them and where that money is going. That's it for now. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I'm Dave Schrader in for Chad Hartman right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.